Today is Monday, February 26th, the first day of the second week of Lent, a unique Lenten journey where I am uniting with my brothers and sisters from Bridgetown Church in a season of united prayer and fasting, seeking an increase of faith to come alive in me and in us between now and resurrection morning. As I enter prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me, aiming all of my desire at the Father who loves to give good gifts to his children, who sets a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and who prepares a place for me, even now.
I lift my eyes to the mountains.
Abba, Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I remember Jesus in the wilderness now, fasting for 40 days of tempting and temptation. Jesus resisted lesser appetites out of desire, not duty. Desire for me, to call me his own and bring me home. Holy Spirit, would you awaken my desire now, the greater hunger for which I am resisting lesser loves? Would my day begin and my prayer flow from the deep longing that I am holding before you this Lenten season?
Today's reading comes from Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the mountain. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
Our psalm this week is a song of ascents, what are widely considered to be ancient songs of pilgrimage for God's people, the corporate cries of worshipers as they move towards a place of worship. As I begin my week, I am once again reminded that I am walking this 40-day Lenten journey alongside my brothers and sisters, my fellow travelers on the road toward Resurrection Sunday. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would help me to remember that this is not a journey I walk alone. Help me today to also be present to my fellow travelers. Would you use their faith to build mine? Father God, I confess that so often my attention is scattered, I ask you to help me fix my eyes toward you, the one I am moving towards. As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old, who have worn the narrow path I walk on today, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands today, Lord.
I lift up my eyes to the mountains.
Throughout the scriptures, high places are often settings of worship and encounter with the living God. He spoke to Moses on the mountain through the burning bush. He spoke to Elijah on the mountain in the whisper. This morning, I remember that in the day ahead, I am intentionally stoking my desire for this sort of encounter. In fasting and prayer, I am lifting my eyes to the mountain, fixing my gaze on the living God. Lord God, I yield all my attention and all my affection to you this morning. I want to keep my eyes fixed on you. Now, as I enter this new day, I raise my voice with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to live this day deeply and fully, in touch with my deep desire from waking till sleeping, perceiving your presence in the day's plans and interruptions. And regardless of what this day holds, may your praise be on my lips at the sun setting, as it is now with the sun's rising. Amen.